Hello, thank you for joining us. James Arthur Ray has devoted over two decades to studying the thoughts, actions, and habits of those who possess true wealth in all areas of their lives. Just as those he studies, James has created an impressive list of his own successes, including over 5 years as one of AT&T's top sales managers, 4 years working with best-selling author Stephen Covey, and 13 years as a thriving entrepreneur and business growth expert. James holds the distinction of going from broke to self-made millionaire twice. Mr. Ray has studied and been exposed to a wide diversity of teachings and teachers, from traditional college and the business schools of AT&T to the ancient cultures of Peru and Egypt and the jungles of the Amazon. As a result, he has the unique ability to blend the mystical and practical into a usable and easy-to-access formula. Today, he is going to share some of these insights with you. James is the author of 4 books and numerous learning systems. His public seminars, The Power to Win Weekend, The Creating Wealth Experience, Quantum Leap, and Practical Mysticism are attended by multiple thousands of high achievers and forward thinkers annually. Please join me in welcoming Mr. James Ray.
Thank you. Well, welcome. It's not what you do that determines your success. It's how you do it. I submit to you there are many people who do what you do, and they're probably pretty good at it. But it's not what you do that's going to set you apart from everyone else in your industry, in your life, in your world. It's how you do it. Let me illustrate. I have a new image consultant. Now, I didn't really think I needed one, so I wasn't looking for one, but I got him anyway. Now, I travel about 200 days a year in my profession, so I spend a lot of time in airports. And, in fact, quick show of hands. How many of you have been through the Minneapolis airport? Anyone flown through Minneapolis? A few of us. Maybe you've seen the Shoeshine Throne in Minneapolis. It literally is a throne. It sits about this high off the terminal. There's 4 or 5 bins. I had a 2-hour layover. Now, one of the things that I'm really particular about is I like shiny shoes. Because what I have learned is true in your life, it's true in your business, it's true in your relationships. Success resides in the details. Does that make sense? Ladies, help me out here for just a second. How many times have you seen a guy dressed up really nice? You get down to his shoes. Looks like they caught on fire and he put them out with muddy water, right? What's it do to the outfit? Help me. It ruins it, doesn't it? Success resides in the details. And so anytime I'm in an airport, if I have enough time, I'll stop and get a shoe shine. I'm in Minneapolis. 2-hour layover, plenty of time. I step up to the shoe shine throne in Minneapolis, and I'm standing in line, and the guys are going lickety-split. Pow, 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 pow. He stops for just a moment. He says, "Good afternoon, sir. My name is Maurice. I'm your new image consultant." I said, "Okay." He's right back at it. He's talking to the gentleman he's working on. He's talking to me at the same time. Pow, 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 pow. "I think I've seen you here before. Nice shoes. I'll be right with you in just a moment." Bam, 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 bam. I overhear them conversing. The guy's next to me, his name is Rick, and on the other side is Steve. Rick gets finished. Steps down. His client's shoes are perfect. Man reaches into his pocket and gives Rick a 20. Pow! He says, "Keep the change." Now, you got to understand that a shoe shine in Minneapolis is $4. You with me? $4. He gives him a 20. Pow! Keep the change. Rick has a shaved head. He is covered in sweat. He sticks the 20 on the side of his head and runs out into the terminal with his arms in the air, and he is yelling, "Another satisfied client!" Totally turned on. Shining shoes. Now, there's nothing wrong with that, but I doubt very seriously if many of us grew up aspiring to be shoe shine specialists when we were small. And yet these guys are totally turned on doing what they do. He now comes back. His booth is empty. I'm waiting in line. He says to me, "Mr. Ray," he's overheard my name and he uses it. "Mr. Ray, would you like to step into my booth?" I said, "No, I'll wait for Maurice. After all, he is my image consultant." That's right. Thank you. Maurice doesn't miss a beat. Pow, pow, pow. "Mr. Ray, you made a good decision because I can tell you're the kind of guy that likes to go first class versus coach." Totally excited doing what he does. Steve is now finished. He steps down. His gentleman has on cowboy boots. The boots are spotless. Reaches into his pocket and he gives Steve a 20. Pow! He says, "Keep the change." Steve has a ball cap on backwards. He is covered in sweat as well. He sticks the 20 up into his hat, runs out into the middle of the terminal and does some kind of jig that I've never seen before. And you don't want to see it either. Totally excited doing what they do. Maurice is now finished. It's my turn. I step into the booth and he is talking the talk. Mr. Ray, I went to Shoe University and I graduated with honors. I can tell a shoe in a nanosecond. I can spot a shoe a mile away, any type of shoe. Maurice and Rick are getting a little competitive. Rick says, I can spot a shoe before you can spot a shoe. Maurice says, no way. They look at me and they're going, pow, 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 pow. I think you've got on Kenneth Cole. I said, nope. Ferragamo. Maurice freezes. He says, Mr. Ray, I'm going to give you the chairman of the board, Intergalactic Gleam. First thought in my mind is, how much does that one cost? Totally turned on. I'm finished. I sit down. My shoes look great. I reach into my pocket and I say, here's the going rate. And I give Maurice a 20. I reach back in one more time and I said, here's something for your enthusiasm. And I give him 10 more. Now, please agree with me that $30 for a shoe shine is ridiculous, right? But let's also agree that I did not pay for the shine. I paid for the enthusiasm. I paid for the experience. I paid for the story. It's not what you do that determines your success. It's how you do it. Does that make sense? Yes or no? I was there. I mean, check this out. I was there for 15 minutes or less. I saw over $60 exchange hands during that time. You multiply that out over an hour, and some of you are thinking about a career change. It's not what you do. It's how you do it that's going to set you apart. If you're with me, say yes. Now, I'd like to talk to you about some principles that we can learn from Maurice and his friends here this evening. Because I've studied successful people for over 20 years of my life. And I've found consistently that all of them have a common way of thinking, regardless of what they're going after in their life. Does that make sense to you? A common way of thinking and a common way of behaving and a common way of approach. As I told you, I spend a lot of time in airports. And I really believe that man was meant to fly. I really do. I mean, it's so much more elegant, so much nicer than driving. And I'm really blessed because when I get to fly, I fly first class. And so should you. One of my mentors taught me a long time ago, there's only two ways to travel. Front of the plane, back of the car. Some of you will get that one later. Front of the plane, back of the car. And so I get to fly first class, except there is an exception. That's when I'm flying up and down the West Coast, there's not a whole lot of options. And so when I'm flying up and down the West Coast, sometimes I fly south. Worst West Airlines. How many of you, show of hands, how many of you have flown Southwest? Okay, so you know what I'm talking about. It's a cattle run, right? I mean, grown adults, articulate, professional, successful individuals become kicking, biting, elbowing children just to get their seat. It's a cattle run. You have to work so hard, and you've already bought your ticket. I'm curious, do you ever feel in your life like you're working really hard and you've already paid your dues? You paid your dues and you're working really hard to get the results that you deserve. Something's not right about that. Something's not right about that. But even yet, it's still better than driving. I remember I was driving recently here in San Diego on the 5. You've been there. Here in San Diego. And I came up behind two cars. They're going parallel. You ever had this happen? I mean, they're sputtering down the highway. They're just going parallel down the highway. Just out for a Sunday drive. It's not even close to Sunday. It's almost like they got the windows rolled down and they're carrying on a conversation back and forth as they're going down the highway. You ever seen this? You ever had this experience? And I'm in a hurry. I got to get to a meeting. And so I'm jumping back and forth from lane to lane and lane to lane. And maybe I'll go over on the median. I got places to go and things to do. I got to get by. And so that's why, you know, I think that flying is just so much more elegant. I flew to San Diego for the first time in my life. In early 1995, I was living in Atlanta, Georgia at the time. And I came out here on business for the first time in my life. I'd heard a lot about it. And I fell in love immediately. I rented a car. I drove down through La Jolla. And I was on the road all the time. And I thought, you know what? I can catch a flight from here just as easy as I can catch a flight from Atlanta. One of the things I learned a long time ago is that that top achievers make quick decisions. Fast decisions. They really do. And so I got a real estate agent That very day, found a house the next day, put a contract on it, went home to Atlanta, put my house on the market, and within 6 weeks' time, I moved lock, stock, and barrel, coast to coast. Tripled my overhead. Moving from Atlanta, Georgia. Tripled. But I wasn't worried, you know, because I was coming out here to find my fame and fortune, and it was going to just be wonderful. By early 1996, I was almost bankrupt. Literally. Literally, not figuratively. Literally, almost bankrupt. I didn't know which way to turn, what to do next. You ever been in a situation like that? Not quite sure what to do, and even if you knew what to do, you weren't sure you were capable of doing it? It was a tough time. A really tough time. At that time, I was doing corporate consulting work, and my consulting work just dried up and went away. And I didn't know what I was going to do. I was thinking about getting out of the overpriced home I was renting, taking a part-time job, getting the heck out of Dodge. I was going to do whatever it took. I was ready to scramble. You ever been in that kind of a place? I remember talking to one of my mentors at the time, and he said to me, James, I can't make your decision for you. But let me tell you this. Make your decision very, very carefully. And I recommend, he said, that you make your decision based upon what you want for your life versus running away from what you don't want. Did you get that one? I really recommend you make a decision based upon where you want to go and what you want for your life versus running away from what you don't want. And make your decision very, very carefully now. Because it might be the most important decision you'll ever make in your life. Now, I don't know why you're here tonight. Yet. But here's one thing I do know. You braved the traffic and you're here for a reason. And here's what I know. There's at least one area in your life where you're not getting the results that you really think you'd like to have and you deserve. I know that. Or you wouldn't be here. And let me guarantee you, you're in the right place at the right time. You really are. Second thing I know is that you, like me, know, down deep in with the ancient Hawaiians, you've heard of some of the people I've studied with. The ancient Hawaiians call this part down here, your core, they call it your na'au. See if you can say that with me, na'au. There'll be a test on that one. Your na'au. They say your na'au will never lie to you. Your head will mess you up every time. But your na'au, your core, down here, it'll never lie to you. And I, here's what I know. Down in your na'au, in your core, you know that life was not meant to be a struggle. Because every great teacher who's ever walked the planet has told us otherwise. And so you're in the right place at the right time. You really are. I've devoted over 2 decades to studying individuals who are truly wealthy. And my wish for you this evening is that you are truly wealthy. Let me guarantee you this. You might go after the money and get rich, but it doesn't mean you're going to be wealthy. There's a big difference. There's a big difference. You see, I find people consistently. I talk about something, and I have coined a term that I call harmonic wealth. And let me talk to you about that for just a moment, because that's my wish for you. What is harmonic wealth? If you look at the word harmony, it means to be in resonance. It means to be in resonance. I find people consistently who have a tremendous business, and they're doing well financially, but their spiritual life and their relationships stink. That's a technical term. And that's not wealth. That's not wealth. And then I meet people all the time who are quote unquote, end quote, spiritual, and they're always sick and broke. Now let me tell you something, you may not agree with it, but at least consider it. I can't guarantee you that everyone who is financially wealthy is spiritual, but what I can guarantee you is that everyone who is broke is not spiritual. Because spirit is not broke. Now, we're going to talk this evening. We're going to use the term spiritual. Let me define it here for just a moment. Because outside this room, it might have religious connotations for you. And that's great. I'm not here to tell you it should or it shouldn't. But inside this room, spiritual is just the realm of the intangible. There's the realm of the tangible, like this stage, and there's a spiritual realm, which is the intangible. If that's okay with you this evening, when we talk about spiritual, that's what we're talking about, is the intangible. You can't put your fingers around it, but it exists. If that's all right, then we use that definition in this conversation. Say yes. Good, thank you. Spirit is not broke. It's not broke. And so my great wish for you is that you have harmonic wealth in your life and that you're truly wealthy. There are five key components of harmonic wealth. Five key components. There's the financial. That's the amount of money in your pocket or in your bank account or lack thereof. I guarantee you, the way our society is currently structured, you cannot advance spiritually. You cannot experience all that's meant to be experienced. You can't even probably have a really connected relationship without a certain amount of financial wealth. Does that make sense to you? Now, it doesn't mean that everybody is meant to be a millionaire or a billionaire. Maybe they are, maybe you aren't. However, you have to have a certain amount. The way that society is structured, you have to have enough to be able to cover your needs and to allow you to experience the things that are here to experience. How many people follow me on that? Okay, excellent. The second pillar of harmonic wealth is the relational pillar. The relational pillar is that part that you have first and foremost with yourself. You will never, ever have a great relationship with someone else until you first and foremost have a great relationship with whom? Yourself. Don't kid yourself and think you will. You won't. And let me ask you this question. If you can't sit in a room by yourself with no distractions, I mean no TV, no alcohol, no music, no conversation, nothing, by yourself for an hour, if you can't do that, you probably don't like yourself very much. And how can you expect anyone else to really like you unless you like yourself? How can you expect anyone else to enjoy your company if you don't? Relationship with self first and then with others. The third component of harmonic wealth is the mental. That includes intellectual and emotional. The information that we have, the intellectual things that we put into our minds. Most people in our society, and you know this is true, put a whole lot of garbage into their minds on a regular basis and they're expecting to produce diamonds. You're not going to do that. You just can't. It's impossible. Emotional. Emotions are wonderful. They're part of the human experience. And yet, how many of you, like me, know someone who is like a wild boar on steroids? They're on an emotional roller coaster. Everything, their whole life is an emotional roller coaster. You see, emotions have to be focused. They have to be channeled. The next component is the physical. The physical component of harmonic wealth deals with physical, tangible things. Your home, your car, your toys. Those are valuable. You should be able to experience everything you want in that arena. That's your birthright. It also deals with the physical body. Health and fitness. Let me guarantee you this. Health comes first, fitness follows. We live in a society that drives fitness sometimes to the detriment of health. Not a smart idea. Health comes first, fitness follows. Health is internal, fitness is external. And it's a result of living a healthy life. And then finally, a spiritual. That's the hard to define sometimes, intangible. That's connection inside of you with your creative source, however you define that. The spiritual realm, that's your fitting into the universe at large. Now, we're going to talk about some things here this evening that we don't typically talk about in a personal or spiritual development event. We're going to talk about quantum physics. Quick show of hands. How many of you enjoyed science when you were in school? This is a weird room. I hated science. But the science we're going to talk about tonight is really, really fun, and I'm going to make it simple for you because that's how I need it. How many of you have seen the movie What the Bleep Do We Know? Okay, most of us in the room. I love that movie because I've been studying quantum physics for over a decade, and now people are finally starting to listen to the things I'm talking about because there's a broad appeal to this movie that's come out. So we're going to back up. Everything I tell you tonight, I can back up with hardcore science, and I will. Stick with me, though. I told you that every single person, that's harmonic wealth, financial, relational, mental, physical, spiritual. If you'd like to have more harmony in those five areas of your life, say yes. Good, you're in the right place at the right time. Now, there are five key components of that mindset I told you about. All top achievers have a common mindset. There's five key components. If you're taking notes, please capture these. First, and I'll go through them quickly and then we'll come back and talk about each of them. The first is intention. Intention. What do you intend to create in your life? The second is attention. Now let me ask for a show of hands. How many of you would like to double or triple your results, income, relationship, physical, anywhere, in the next year or less? Okay? I can tell you how to do that. I can prove to you how to do that, and I will tell you up front, it's directly related to what I call your intention-attention balance. Your results are directly related to your intention-attention balance. Intention-attention. Third key component of that mindset is energy. Energy. Let me give you some different terminology. Intention. Another way to say that is personal will. Personal will. I meet a lot of people who have a lot of wishes, but very few people who have a lot of personal will. Personal will. Intention. Another way to say attention, focus. Focus. Third one, energy. Dr. Price Pritchett, PhD, recently went on record to say your level of energy is more important to your success or failure than your heredity, your education, your environment, anything. And we're going to talk about that more so this evening. Energy, it's important. And another way to say energy is passion. Let me ask you this question. Do you love what you do? I see people nodding yes, congratulations. Because let me tell you something. If you don't love what you do, find something you love. Because first and foremost, life is too precious. It really is. And you know what? Seems like I was just 21 a few days ago. And now I'm 27, you know, so. I mean, it doesn't. Yeah, you read my resume. Doesn't it go quick? I mean, it just flies. Life is too precious. Find something you love. And it's not just about being Pollyanna, because study after study after study proves to us that those who reach the pinnacle of their potential, I'm not talking about okay results, I'm talking about pinnacle, do not get there because they're pursuing the money. Not one of them. Doubt me? Let's look at Bill Gates. He has a dollar or two, doesn't he? Bill Gates stepped down as president CEO of Microsoft. Why didn't he just retire and drink margaritas? He could afford to do that. But when Bill Gates was interviewed, he said, I stepped down because I want to get more involved in research, development, innovation. You see, Bill has created his billionaire status by pursuing his passion. And money has come as a byproduct of pursuing his passion with excellence. If you're with me, say yes. Energy, passion, if you don't have enough of it. Let me ask you this question. Will you run into roadblocks in pursuit of your goals, visions, and intentions? Yes or no? Yes, it's called life. It's called life. And if you don't love what you do when you run into the roadblocks, you'll back off. If you love what you do, you'll find a way. You'll go over, under, around, or through. Fourth thing of that mindset, characteristic of that mindset, belief. Belief. You must have an unbending belief in three areas, yourself, your product, and your industry. You say, well, James, that's all business. I thought this was about harmonic wealth. Well, we could put different terminology on it. We could say belief, self, interpersonal, and societal. If you're looking at relationships, self first, belief, interpersonal, the relationship I have, and societal or environmental is the situation we create ourselves in. So at those three levels. But which one has to come first? It's an easy answer. Self. You have to have an unbending belief in yourself, first and foremost, that you will never, ever do the things that you're capable of, never even attempt. And the fifth thing is you must be growth-driven. Growth-driven. Pierre Teilhard de Chardin taught us centuries ago that you are a spiritual being having a physical experience. You are not a physical being having a spiritual experience. You're a spiritual being having a physical experience. Now remember, spiritual just means intangible. It's the intangible realm of spirit. However you define that outside this room, that's how we're defining it here in this room. You're a spiritual being. Let me ask you this question. Is our universe growing, expanding as we speak right now? Yes or no? Yes, we know that as a fact. It's a scientific fact. There's an ancient esoteric axiom. The word esoteric just means ancient or means hidden or secret, rather. Every great spiritual tradition has had its exoteric teachings, which are for the masses, and they're much simplified. And then they've had their esoteric teachings, which are typically saved for the initiates, people who are ready to dive into deeper levels of understanding and application. There's an ancient esoteric axiom came out of Egypt about 2,000 years before Christ. Hermes Trismegistus said, as above, so below. As within, so without. So consequently, our universe is growing right now. Yes? Are you meant to grow as well? Yes or no? Yes. Spirit has one objective. Fuller expression and expansion. Spirit is never for digression or suppression. It's not. It's always for fuller expression and expansion. As a spiritual being, you're here for one reason only, to grow. You might be really successful financially tonight, and guess what? It's time to grow. You might be really successful in one or two or three of those pillars, and guess what? It's time to grow. Because here's a fundamental principle in our universe. If you're not growing, you are dying. There's no staying the same. People who say to me, well, I wish things could just be the way they used to be, are expressing their ignorance of a fundamental law. Because if you're not growing, you are, help me, dying. Please remember that. Please remember that. It's time to grow. Growth driven. Five characteristics: intention, attention, energy, belief, growth. Let's talk about intention in greater detail. The power of intention. Your intention. What is it you intend to create in your life? Not what you tell me you think you want, but your real intention is your controlling, consuming idea. If I was to magically hook electrodes up to your brain for the next 24 hours and record all of your thoughts for the next 24 hours, what would it tell me about you? Some of you are going, I'm glad he can't do that. Because that's your real intention. Many times words are noise. Words are noise. You know, you can tell someone's intentions. I can spend less than 15 minutes with you, and I can tell you exactly what your intention and where your attention has been for the last 1 year, 3 year, five, by looking at your results. Results tell the truth. You can do the same thing. You can do the same thing. That's your intention, your controlling, consuming idea. What is it you think about, live, breathe, eat 24/7? That's your real intention. Truth be known, many of us are in love with our misery. Quick show of hands. How many of you have children in the room? Well, not in the room, but you have children. How many of you are children in the room? Okay. All right. Good. I'm in good company. So here's the deal. If you love your children, do you give them attention? Yes or no? Yes. If you love your mate, do you give him or her attention? Yes or no? Please put this in your notes. Attention equals love. What are you giving attention to? Because, truth be known, many of us are in love with our misery. Because you attend to it all the time. You feed it all the time. Remember I said to you earlier, if you wanted to double or triple your results in any area of your life, it was directly related to what? Does anyone remember? Anyone help me? Your intention, attention, balance. Intention. What do you intend to do? And where do you keep your attention on a consistent basis? That's exactly what creates your results. And remember, I promise you, I can back all this up with hard science. This is just not motivational speaking here. This is hard science. The most seminal thinkers on our planet are telling us the things that the mystics have told us since time began. We'll come to that in a few moments. You see, 9 times out of 10, when I ask people, what do you choose to create in your life in the next 12 months? They'll say something like, I don't know. More? More what? More broke? More pain? How much is more? Or even better than that, you ask people what they choose to create in their life in the next 12 months, they'll tell you what they don't want. What do you choose to create in your life in the next 12 months? Well, I'll tell you right now, I don't want all this credit card debt, that's for sure. Oh. I really don't want to lose my job. I know that. Don't want to be alone all my life. Really, really don't want to be fat. Let me ask you this question. I want you to consider this. If you're constantly thinking about, talking about, worrying about, putting attention upon what you don't want, what are you highly likely to give more energy to and to create? You get up in the morning and the monster in your life is brushing its teeth looking back in the mirror. You know, I call these people, do you know people, how many times do you like me know someone who's constantly talking about, griping about, moaning about, bitching about what's not there, what's not working, what all the things that are wrong. You know someone like, I call these people energy vampires. Do you know some energy vampires? They flutter around with their fangs out, they just suck the lifeblood right out of you. You interact with them for a couple of minutes, you feel drained. You ask them how they're doing and they tell you. And you wish you hadn't asked. They bring out their scroll. Well, my back. Right? I have three words for energy vampires because we already discussed. Life is precious, isn't it? Life is really precious. Do you want to be around these people? Yes or no? No, they're toxic. They drain you. Three words. Get over it. Seriously. Because life is too... In fact, let's have some fun. Turn to the person next to you and you have to use three fingers. Look them right in the eye and just go, get over it. Do that. Go. See, it's like garlic to an energy vampire. See, now that you, how many of you, quick show of hands, how many of you have at least one friend in the room? Okay, all right, cool. Now that you and your friend or friends know this, you don't have to say a word. If they ever start bitching, moaning, griping, and complaining, you just go, up, 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 up. Don't just say anything, you just do it. And they know exactly what you're talking about. When I talk about this, though, invariably someone comes up to me afterwards and says, well, James, what if I'm sleeping with the vampire? Well, that's a very real issue, isn't it? And that's for next time. Very real issue. You see, if you're constantly talking about, thinking about, worrying about, focusing upon what you don't want, you're going to create that very thing because you're giving it life. If you're with me, say yes. So, before we go on, here's what I want to challenge you to do. I'm going to ask you to take just a couple of minutes and to jot down what you really want to create in your life in the next 12 months, maybe even 3 years, five. Here's what I guarantee you. If you can get it down, I can tell you how to get it. I really can. If you can't get it down, you'll never get it. And so I'm going to give you just a couple of minutes. We're going to put some music on. I want you to take a couple of minutes and jot down what is it you choose to create in your life. Ready, go. Go, go, go.
Think harmonic wealth. As you're writing, let me just remind you the key components of harmonic wealth. First is financial. Again, that's the money you have in your pocket, the amount you have in your bank account. What is your dream annual income? How much do you want to have in your financial freedom account? If you have children, how much do you want to set away for their education? Get it down. Second component of harmonic wealth is relational. What kind of relationship do you want to have with yourself? Do you treat yourself like you choose to have other people treat you? Do you ever find yourself treating yourself worse than you ever allow anyone else to treat you? What kind of time do you want to take for you? Get it down. Seriously, take this time. This is your life. Write it down, because if you can get it down and get it clear, I can tell you how to get it. That's a guarantee. What kind of relationship do you want to have with your mate? Maybe you want to have a date night once a week. No kids. Next is the mental arena, which includes intellectual and emotional. Remember, intellectual. What kind of information do you want to put into your marvelous mind on a regular basis? How many seminars do you want to attend each year? How many books do you want to read each month? Emotional. How do you want to feel about your life in general? How much do you want to connect deeply with other people? Next is physical. Health comes first, fitness follows. What's your dream body composition? How many times per week do you choose to work out? What's your ideal weight? And then finally is spiritual. Remember, sometimes hard to define. No one can define it for you. You have to define it for yourself. It's that sometimes intangible, difficult to defined, but it's the way that you connect to the universe at large. You feel like you're part of something more grand, something more important than just the day-to-day. It's you and your creative source, however you define it. Have you got them down? Have you got down exactly what you want? Now, look at what you've written down. Take just a moment and read back over this. If you've played full on, I hope you have. Not for me. This is your life.
Okay, quick show of hands. How many of you have at least one or two things that you know you absolutely must accomplish in this lifetime? Let me see your hands. Okay, good. Good. So the next question you might have in your mind is, well, now that I've defined this, James, how do I do it? How do I do it, right? Well, let me share with you an ancient esoteric axiom called the law of reversal. What did we say esoteric means? Someone help me? Secret or hidden. Secret or hidden. Look it up in the dictionary. It means secret or hidden. An ancient esoteric axiom called the law of reversal that basically says this. The term misery, disease, and failure into joy, health, and prosperity. I must think, speak, and act in ways which are the exact reverse of how most people think, speak, and act. I want you to remember that one because it's just that important. So repeat it after me. To turn misery, disease, and failure into joy, health, and prosperity. I must think, speak, and act in ways which are the exact reverse of how most people think, speak, and act. Now remember, quality number three of that common mindset was energy. So we can do better than that, all right? Let's put some energy into it this time. Come on with me, after me. To turn misery, disease, and failure. Come on. Into joy, health, and prosperity. I must think, speak, and act in ways which are the exact reverse of how most people think, speak, and act. I want you to think about what that really means. Is that easy to do, yes or no? No, it's not. No, it's not. I wish it were. Even when you teach these things, it's not always easy to do. You know what that means? That means that if most people are spending a large percentage of their time watching television, you don't. I have never met one high achiever in my lifetime who has a large amount of time to sit in front of the plug-in drug. That means if most people are worried about war and consumed with the economy, you're not. That means if most people are putting toxins and garbage into their body, you don't. Mentally or nutritionally. Not easy to do, because I guarantee you, let me tell you this. When you choose to pursue your greatness, to be unique, it'll be the most difficult battle you'll ever fight, because the world around you will marshal its every force to keep you the same. And so will the energy vampires. And sometimes those vampires are people who love you. And they're good people. And they have good intentions for you. But they don't get it. They don't get it. They'll tell you things like, well, don't take a big risk now. You know, take your time. Be careful. Go slowly. And they mean well. They really do. They're toxic. Really. Do you have the courage to think, speak, and act in ways which are the exact reverse of most people you know? Do you really? Because most people don't. Most people just don't. And if you do, congratulations, because I guarantee you, the results, wow. The results, unbelievable. Beyond explanation. Now, I read a book about 6 years ago that totally changed my life. And I'd highly recommend that you read it right after you've read all of mine. It's called Power Versus Force by Dr. David Hawkins out of Sedona, Arizona. Hawkins has conducted 25 years of research in the field of consciousness and your ability to create what you choose to create in your life. And 25 years of exhaustive research, and I'd like to give you a sample of it here this evening. So I need a couple of volunteers who are willing to help me out to learn something here real quick. Okay? All right. We'll take you in the light green. Yeah. All right. Come on up. Come on up. Give them a hand. Give them a hand as they come up. Give them a real hand. Come on. A real hand. Hi. Hi. Hello, hello. Thank you. All right, come right here to center stage. Now, do either one of you have a watch on? Okay, I need you to take your watch off, if you will, please. And any magnetic jewelry, anything like that? No? Okay, I get more jewelry. Oh, that's a nice watch, too. Okay, so, all right. Now, what we're going to do here is a simple strength test. How many of you in the room, show of hands, how many of you have heard of applied kinesiology? Okay, most of us in the room. It's been around for a long, long time. It's been used primarily in alternative medicines and healthcare. A lot of doctors of chiropractic have used it for a long time. And Hawkins has taken it to a whole new level. And I want to just give you a demonstration of it here this evening. So we're going to, what was your name again?
Terry.
Okay, Terry, put your arm up. We're going to do a simple strength test. You're going to lock that elbow, close that fist. Okay? You got a lot of weight on there, Terry. All right? Now here's the deal. I'm going to push down with two fingers. Your job, Terry, is to resist. So you're going to keep me from pushing down. You ready? Okay, resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. Terry, that's pretty good. Okay, now, what was your name again?
Ellen.
Ellen, okay, put your arm up. Lock that elbow, close that fist. All right, you ready? Everything you got. Resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. That's strong, too. All right, now, good. Now, here's the deal. I have both of them tested strong. Here I have two plain envelopes. Two plain envelopes. And we saw that both of them tested strong. Let's just take this envelope, and I want you, Terry, to put that on your solar plexus, which is right there. I'll let you do that, all right? And put that up. Now, I want you to resist as hard as you can. You ready? Everything you got, resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. What happened, Terry? Did I push any differently?
No.
No, you got weak, didn't you? Okay, let's see if Ellen. Kryptonite. Yeah, close to it. All right, you ready? Everything you got, Ellen. You ready? Resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. Just goes down. So, we noticed that there's a distinct difference. Here's the other envelope. Let's put that on your solar plexus. Just hold that right there again. All right, you ready? Right up, push it right up against solar plexus. All right, resist. Everything you got, resist, 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 resist. That's strong. Okay. And put that there, Ellen. You ready? Go. Resist hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. That's strong. Now, very different results instantaneously. Instantaneously. I'm going to boil down every great teacher, sage, and saint who's ever walked our planet has taught you in one way, shape, or fashion the following. I'm going to use my terminology, not theirs. But every great teacher, sage, and saint who's ever lived has taught you the power to win in your life. The power to win financially, relationally, mentally, physically, spiritually. The power to win in life comes from two things. Two things. Number one, you must constantly study, understand, and immerse yourself in that which brings you power. And number two, you must avoid at every cost all things that weaken you. Now, that's so important, I'm going to repeat it. The power to win in your life comes from two things, and you need to know this. Number one, you must constantly study, understand, and immerse yourself in that which brings you, help me,
power.
And number two, you must avoid, like the plague, everything that weakens you. So consequently, we noticed that their natural state was power. Get that. Your natural state is power or strength. Instantaneously, their natural state was either advanced or decreased, depending upon which one. And which one was which? Does anyone remember?
Yeah. That's a strong one.
This is the strong one? Are you sure? Well, let's just test it one more time. Let's make sure. Okay? I want you to do everything you got. You ready, Terry? Go. Resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. Okay? Now, just hang on to that. Will you take that envelope, please, and just tear it open and tell everyone what's in the package. Please read what's in the envelope exactly as
Gosh, it's this crap. It's sweet and low and equal.
Sweet and low and equal. The pink and blue death. Known to kill brain cells, but you got 15 billion of them, so fry a few. What the hell? Now, quick show of hands, let's be real honest here, because we're just all learning. Quick show of hands, how many of you in this room use pink or blue death in your coffee in the mornings? Okay, isn't that a bummer? Because what you now realize is what you're doing to yourself. Every single time you put that poison, it's toxic, into your body. Now, this was a strong one. Will you hold that mic for me for just a second? All right, let's just test this again. Just to make sure. You ready, Ellen? All right, resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. Now, tear that envelope open, and please read exactly what's in there off the package.
All right. Sugar in the raw.
Sugar in the raw. Not processed sugar, but sugar in the raw. And so for those of you who used to use sweet and low and equal, the bummer that you've just realized is you're going to have to take in a few more calories to be powerful. You're going to have to take in a few more calories to be powerful. Now you say, well, it's just a packet of equal here or there. Or I'll use Splenda. Do you know what Splenda is? Splenda is chlorinated sugar. It's sugar coated in chlorine. Chlorine is toxic in the human system and it cannot be digested. And so it puts poison in your system and it runs through your system, and that's why it is low in calories, because it's putting poison in your system, creating a large amount of acidity. Now, you know what I want to do one of these times? You've seen these Diet Coke signs that say sweetened with Splenda. I'd love to just paint sweetened with chlorine on there and see if that would make a difference. You know, it probably wouldn't. It probably wouldn't. The power to win in life comes from two things. You must constantly study, understand, and immerse yourself in that which brings you, and avoid all that weakens you. It's going to take a tremendous amount of power for you to accomplish those intentions and goals you wrote down. It's going to take more power than you currently have. You say, James, you don't know me. How can you say that? I know you don't have enough power to get them because you don't have them yet. If you had enough power to get them, you'd already have them. The very fact that they're still out there in your future means you don't have enough power yet, and you're not ever going to amass enough power if you're constantly weakening yourself. If you're with me, say yes. Now, let's go back here and do something else. Terry, can you think of someone you love? A specific person. Okay, I want you to put your arm up, lock that elbow, close your fist, and I want you to close your eyes. And I want you to see that person that you love just as if they were in front of you right now. Let me know. You got that? You really love them. They're really special to you. And as you see that person that you love, I want you to resist as hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. That's strong. Good. Now, can you think of someone that you don't like very much? Oh, yeah. Are they in this room? Oh, never mind. Okay. No? Okay. So I want you to put your arm up, lock that elbow, close that fist. I want you to close your eyes and see that person that gets on your nerves. You wish they were different. You really don't like them at all. In fact, they kind of even piss you off once in a while. You got it? All right. While you see that person, I want you to resist hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. That sucks. She said, that sucks. Who are you really hurting, Terry? Yeah. Isn't that something? Now, did you write down a specific intention on your page a few moments ago when you're making notes? A specific thing. Okay? I want you to put your arm up, lock it, elbow, close the fist, close your eyes. I want you to see yourself accomplishing that intention just as if you have it right now. You did it. You've done it. It's there. It's done. Feel the feelings. You've got it. Yeah? Okay, seeing yourself accomplish that right now, I want you to resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. That's strong. All right. Now, can you think of something that you're worried or concerned about? Uncertain about, maybe. Okay? I want you to put your arm up, lock that elbow, close that fist, close your eyes. I want you to see that thing that you're worried or concerned about, uncertain about, happening. Just as if it were happening right now. Let me know when you got that. Okay? Resist. Hard as you can, hard as you can, hard as you can. Thoughts of love bring what? Power. Thoughts of less than love bring what? Weakness. Thoughts of focusing on your intention, putting your attention on your intention, brings what? Power. Worry or concern brings what? Weakness. Who are you really hurting? Now, How many skeptics are there in the audience? There's at least one. Yeah, a couple skeptics, because you think I'm putting some kind of special squeeze-a-rama on their shoulder or something. All right? So here's what we're going to do. I need you to stand up and get in groups of two. Stand up and get in groups of two. Your natural state is power. When you bring an energetic field into contact with your energetic field, it either has resonance, harmony, or it has disharmony. If it has disharmony, you go out of your natural state, which is weakness. But your natural state is power. Do you get that? Everything is comprised of energy. Now, energy only manifests in one of two ways. It's either waves or it's particles. It's waves or it's particles. Energy only manifests in one of two ways. Now, let's go back in time for just a little bit here. There was several quantum theorists who were trying to find out the building blocks of your universe. There was one gentleman by the name of Thomas Young who proved, beyond a shadow of a doubt, that energy was waves. They looked down at a high-powered microscope. They put anything under a high-powered microscope, and all the way down they look, and what they find is wave after wave after wave after wave. Nothing is solid. It's all waves of energy. Simultaneously, there was another quantum theorist, maybe you've heard of him, called Albert Einstein, who proved beyond a shadow of a doubt that energy was particles. So they go all the way down to the microscope, and what they find is particle, 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 particle. Yeah, it's all a bunch of particles down there in the quantum realm. Simultaneously, they both proved two opposing theories. They came together for a great conference in Brussels, Belgium, and here the debate began. Because one side of the house said, no, it's all waves. Another side of the house said, no, it's all particles. And they had proof of each. And the wavers, if you will, are looking all the way down in the high-powered microscope and seeing wave, 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 and going, yep, see, we're right. And the particle folks are looking all the way down and finding particle, 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 and going, yeah, see, we're right. And I'm greatly simplifying here. But at one point in time, one of the particle folks convinced one of the wavers to look for particles. Said, you know, I know you're seeing waves, but there's particles down there. Look again and find the particles. Oh, okay. All the way down, looking for particles, and what did he find? Particles. No waves. Now, wait a second. Just a minute ago, less than 3 minutes ago, I looked all the way down there. It was all waves, and there's no mass whatsoever. Now I'm looking down there, and it's all particles, and there's no waves. Where'd the waves go? Let me see. Where'd those waves go? Let me dial it in all the way down, looking for waves, and what did he find? Waves. No particles. Just a minute ago, there was all these particles. Where did the particles go? Let me look for the particles one more time. I think I saw them a minute ago, looking for particles. Saw particles, no waves. This is called the observer effect. And the observer effect is a quantum physics principle, proven, that basically says you get what you're looking for. Now, you say, well, that's really interesting, James. What does it have to do with me? Everything. Everything. Because you see, we're operating right now in this Newtonian world of the third dimension. However, the Newtonian world of the third dimension comes out of and is built upon the foundation of the quantum domain. Everything comes out of the quantum domain to formulate this Newtonian world of the third dimension. If you're with me, say yes. Stick with me, because this will change your life. It literally will. And the observer effect states that you get what you're looking for. Now, let's define this more further, more deeply. Because the wave state is the spiritual state of existence. There's no form. The particle state is form. Particle state has mass to it. And here's the thing about energy. It cannot be both. It has to be either or. You cannot find both at the same time. It has to be either or. Let me tell you something. If your financial abundance is in the wave state tonight, that's why it's not in your wallet. And it's never going to be in your wallet until you bring it into form. And guess what? At the quantum level, the basic foundation of all existence, you get what you're looking for. You get what you're looking for. Now, that's the observer effect. Documented. Documented. Quantum physics is not as weird as you think. It's weirder than you can think. Yeah, I mean, you've heard the old axiom, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, does it make any sound? I mean, with quantum physics, if a tree falls in the woods and no one's there to hear it, there's no tree. There's no woods. Now, that's the observer effect. I'm going to give you a couple of laws here, and then we're going to bring them all together, and I'm going to tell you how this applies to your life. Maybe you're already starting to make correlations. I hope you are. I hope you are. Niels Bohr. Niels Bohr, a colleague of Albert Einstein's, was at that same conference. Niels Bohr put forth the postulate that there was no objective reality. In other words, there is nothing outside of you that doesn't come from where? Inside of you. Einstein, as brilliant as he was, to the day of his death, argued that that could not be the case, even against the evidence. He argued there has to be something outside of us. And as brilliant as he was, he just never, ever could get his mind around that one. But Niels Bohr had more compelling evidence. This is now called the Copenhagen Interpretation. The Copenhagen Interpretation, because Niels Bohr was from Copenhagen, basically states this: there is no objective reality. In other words, there's nothing that exists outside of you that doesn't come from within you. Sounds very much like the ancient esoteric axiom out of Egypt that says, as within, so without, as above, so below. The Copenhagen Interpretation. You see, we live in really exciting times. We live in times where science and spirituality are beginning to realize their sister studies once again. Because the quantum physicists are the mystics of the 21st century. They really are. The quantum physicists are now proving the things that the mystics have told us since antiquity. In fact, here's what I know. When the quantum physicists finally climb the mountain of truth, they're going to find the mystics sitting there eating a sandwich going, "What took you so long?" Very exciting times. When now scientific evidence is proving what the spiritual traditions, all traditions, have told us since the beginning of time. The Copenhagen Interpretation, there's no reality outside of what you create that doesn't come from within you. Let me give you one more. Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle. Heisenberg Uncertainty Principle basically says that nothing is certain. Now, in this Newtonian realm of the third dimension, there's a law that you've heard of called the law of cause and effect. Law of cause and effect. What's your name, sir? Right here in the blue sweatshirt?
Eric.
If I take a softball here in the third dimension and I throw it to Eric, where's it going to go? Easy answer. To Eric. In the quantum domain, if I take a softball and throw it towards Eric, it might go over there. Or it might go up here. There's no certainty. And you know the only thing that drives the outcome in the quantum domain is where I intend it to go. If I throw it to Eric and I intend it to go over there, that's exactly where it's going to go in the quantum domain. Are you thinking? Because let's recap what we know. Energy only manifests in one of two ways. It's either what? Help me. Waves or particles. Waves are the spiritual realm of existence. There's no form there. It's unlimited possibility. Particles is where they start to come into form. Remember I said to you, if you want to double or triple your income or any result in your life, it's directly related, and this is so important. I've mentioned it twice now. I hope you remember. It's directly related to what I say? Intention and attention.
Balance.
Perfect. Thank you. Your intention, attention, balance. You put your intention out there, boom, a particle is formed. This is science. And you put your attention upon it. And then, there's a principle that I talk about in my Science of Success learning system called the Law of Attraction. I'm sure you've heard this. It basically says that like attracts like. So other particles that are in resonance with that particle attract. And another one attracts, and another one attracts, and another one attracts, and bang, you've got a Mercedes. And that's how it works. That's exactly how it works. If you have a Mercedes or whatever it is you have tonight, that's exactly how you created it. You held the particle and you kept your attention upon it until it began to come into form. This is science. What are you creating in your life? What are you in love with? Is it what you're capable of and what you're worthy of? I mean, as I've said a couple occasions here, I can look at your results. You can tell me all day long what you think about, where you keep your intention and your attention, and I'll look at your results and it'll tell the truth. No condemnation, just a challenge. Are you creating what you're capable of and what you're really worthy of? Your God-given potential. Because you see, every single tradition has taught you that you were created in the image and the likeness of whom? Every one of them. That means you're a creative being. What are you creating? What are you creating? You see, at the quantum level, there's unlimited potential and capability. Unlimited. All these waves of unlimited possibility and capability. There's misery and there's joy. Unlimited capability and potentiality. There's disease and there's vitality and health. Unlimited capability and potentiality. There's poverty and there's extreme abundance and prosperity. What are you creating? Because it's all your quantum creations. In the spiritual realm of existence, you see, every physical result has a metaphysical cause. If the word metaphysical kind of jumbles you, just the prefix meta means to go above and beyond. What I'm just stating is that everything that comes into the physical plane has a cause that's above and beyond the physical plane. Well, you know, my industry's just off the mark. Particle. I just don't have enough education. Particle. I'm too old. Particle. I'm too young. Particle. I'm not handsome enough. Particle. I'm not pretty enough. Particle. I'm not worthy. Particle. I can't lose weight. I'm big boned. Particle, particle, particle. What are you creating? Is it worthy of you? Really, is it? Because you see, to any area of your life that you're not creating exactly what you want, you really are creating what you want. Because you're creating where your intention and attention resides on a regular basis. And the universe is going particle, particle, particle. You're getting it together. You're getting exactly what you're asking for. This is science. It's science. No longer is it just theory of some new age or positive thinking movement. Because you see, it's bigger than that. It's much bigger than that. Just suppose I could show you a way that you could accomplish anything and everything you choose to accomplish in your life. You'd be interested in hearing about it, wouldn't you? Let me ask you this question. Show of hands. How many of you are committed in at least one area of your life are committed to making some kind of positive change in at least one area of your life? Let me see your hands. Okay? I mean really committed. Because there's a difference between being interested and being committed. Big difference. Let me ask you this question. If I told you exactly what you needed to do to guarantee you accomplish anything and everything you choose to accomplish in your life now and forever, would you do it? Yes or no? Yeah. I ask that question all over the world and people go, yes, but most people won't. If you're really committed, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to stand up. If you're really committed to making a positive change in at least one area of your life, I'm going to ask you to stand up. If you're really committed. Good, we have a really committed room here. That's impressive. It really is. Now, here's what I want you to do. I want you to turn to another person who's committed that you preferably don't know. I want you to turn around and I want you to grab their hand and look them right in the eye. I want you to shake their hand and look them right in the eye. Find another committed person, shake their hand, look them right in the eye. Continue to hold their hand. Continue to hold their hand. And I want you to look them right in the eye and please repeat after me. And you have to use your full name, first, middle, and last. Say, my name is, full name, go, right in the eye. And I am 100% committed to making a life of health, wealth, and abundance. True harmonic wealth. I'll do whatever it takes. And I will not be denied. Now continue looking at the person. I want you just to think. I want you to try that on and feel how that feels and think about what that means. Think about what that really means. How does that feel to be that committed? Feels good. Give yourself a round of applause. Grab a seat.
Hello, this is James. Obviously, that presentation was recorded live, but I want to take this opportunity to talk directly with you and the other at-home listeners for a couple of minutes. You just heard the live audience make a commitment to themselves and others. I'm curious, did you make the same commitment? I know, it may seem silly to do it where you are right now, but as I ask you in the presentation, if I told you exactly what you need to do to accomplish anything and everything you choose to accomplish, would you do it, yes or no? I mean, come on, if the results are guaranteed, you have to, don't you? So, unless you're driving your car right now, stand up. I'm serious, stand up. And if you're in the car, then just sit up straight and repeat after me. My name is, and you have to use your full name, first, middle, and last. And I'm 100% committed to creating a life of wealth, harmony, fulfillment. Of true harmonic wealth. I'm willing to do whatever it takes, and I will not be denied. Nice job. Let me ask you, how does that feel? What does that level of commitment feel like in your life? How powerful is it when you're willing to do whatever it takes, even if it seems silly? It's pretty powerful, isn't it? So, since you're committed, then you'll be excited about what I have to share with you. Because the Power to Win weekend is 2 full days in which you'll completely immerse yourself in the energy and experiences that'll make life easy and elegant. Because you, like me, know, life was not meant to be a struggle. You'll learn 14 things in the first 6 hours that'll guarantee you accomplish more in the next year than you have in the last 5 years combined, in whatever area you choose in your life. Now, let me ask you, would you say that there's at least one area in your life that's a little bit out of harmony? Most people have to say yes when I ask that question. Well, you'll learn exactly what harmony truly means and the impact it has on every area of your life. And most importantly, how to make immediate corrections. Remember how we discussed in the presentation about the tremendous power it'll take to achieve your intention? Well, you'll master a technology that'll tell you in every moment of every day what you must immerse yourself in and just as importantly, what you must avoid. Now, that would be important to know, wouldn't it? It's vital to know. You'll learn the 3 little known keys to immediately increase your own level of personal energy. How to vanquish stress and fears that have held you hostage and stuck. How amazing will you feel when you've rid yourself of stress and fears? I mean, don't even think about how much more productive you'll be. Just think about how you'll feel. Now, let me ask you another question. Would you agree that you probably have some things in your life you're unconscious of, say, unaware of, that limit you? Most people do. Well, in the Power to Win weekend, you'll uncover the key limitations that have kept you from your unlimited potential and release them once and for all. You'll most likely feel like a tremendous weight, and you know, I hear this all the time, a tremendous weight has been lifted off your shoulders. You'll learn a nasty little trick, and this is one of my favorites, a nasty little trick your mind plays on you, which makes success and wealth nearly impossible to achieve, and how to neutralize it once and for all. Now, agree with me. These things alone would massively leap you towards your goals and intentions, wouldn't they? Well, that's just the beginning. You'll be placed into a team of six that will mastermind and work together the entire weekend to build your strategic life blueprint for immediate implementation and achievement. I'm curious. Have you ever listened to a program like this one or gone to an event, gotten really excited, and then come up short on your follow-through? Well, not this time. You'll not only leave with your strategic life blueprint, but also a 7-week action planner. You know, I learned a long time ago that you have to go to the gym more than once a month to get in shape. It's unfortunate, but it's true. So once you leave the weekend, you'll have 7 weeks of conditioning and follow-up. Exercises that are designed specifically by me for you to ensure that you put your new learnings and strategies into massive action. How many times have you, like me, felt you just needed a little support and encouragement? Well, following the Power to Win weekend, you'll be set up on conference calls every week to reconnect with your strategic partners, team members, and friends to discuss what's working and not working. But you know what? It gets better. On week 4 and week 8, I have one of my support staff get on the phone with you and answer your questions and concerns. You know, I'm as completely committed to your success as you are. So I'll make sure you get every single thing you need to once and for all develop true harmonic wealth, greater peace of mind, and a sense of fulfillment like you deserve. You know, when I'm really committed, I do whatever it takes. And you have to as well. Now, I know you're committed, and I like working with committed people because they get the job done. For this reason, when you enroll now, I'll give you a $300 scholarship. That's right. Because of your commitment, I'm willing to pay $300 out of my pocket to have you there at the Power to Win weekend. And I'll give you the details on that in a minute. But there are a couple of other gifts I want to give you as well. My premier home study course is called The Science of Success. Maybe you've heard of it. It's normally a $117 value. And when you enroll immediately, I have a copy for you, totally free, to go with the weekend. In the Science of Success learning system, you'll get over 6 hours of information it took me 20 years to put together. And here's just a few of the things you'll learn. In fact, let me tell you about Jack Gibson. When I first met Jack, he was making less than $2,000 a month. He was just barely scraping by. He was frustrated and struggling just to make ends meet. He came to the Power to Win and he went through the Science of Success learning system. He did the work, and that's key. He worked the exercises, and within months, his income had more than tripled to over $6,500 per month, and he was completely stoked about his life. And you know what? It's still climbing. Now, I'm not suggesting that you can get the same level of result. But just suppose you could. Because if you're willing to follow through on your commitment and do the work, then you'll get the same results. You can do the same thing. Now, let me ask you, how excited would you be about tripling your income? Would you like to hear what Jack said was the single most powerful thing he learned in the Science of Success to make this happen? Yes or no? Okay, it's lesson number 3, and I hear this all the time. In lesson 3, you'll learn about your unconscious programming, how it limits your success and absolutely holds you back. More importantly, how to create new programming and behavior patterns that will catapult you towards your goals. In the first hour of the Science of Success, in program number 1, you'll learn the 7 laws that govern your universe and how you can align with them to create and attract everything you want for the rest of your life. And those are just the highlights. So, here's the deal. I strongly recommend that you get into the home study course between now and the Power to Win weekend. And your life will already be on the fast track. You'll be so far ahead that once you get to the weekend, you won't even believe it. Then you and I are going to kick it into overdrive at the Power to Win. Now, I already shared with you, I'll give you the $300 scholarship for acting quickly. I'm assuming you've been to my website, so you probably noticed that the Power to Win weekend is normally $997. So what that means is that for only a $697 investment, when you make your decision now, you get the Power to Win weekend and the Science of Success home study course for less than the normal investment of the Power to Win weekend. Now, let me pause for a minute and encourage you to think about your intention. Remember when I invited you during the presentation to write it down? Did you do it? I guarantee if you place a number value on what you're committed to accomplishing in your life, $697 is a fraction of what it's worth, isn't it? I mean, it has to be. What is it worth to you to be guaranteed the accomplishment of all your dreams, everything you want, if you had to place a number on it? I told you, I like working with committed people, so I'm going to make it even a little bit better. Let me ask you this question. Do you have a friend, a spouse, a partner, or a significant other whose life could benefit from this teaching and information? If yes, then when you make the decision right now to attend the Power to Win, I'll let you bring them with you absolutely free. That's right. For only $697, you get everything we discussed. So let's recap. 2 full days of complete immersion at the Power to Win weekend. Your strategic life blueprint. The 7-week follow-up action planner that I personally create for you. The conference calls to keep you on track. The calls and emails with my support staff. And the Science of Success home study course. All of that. The entire package. Plus, remember, I'm giving you 2 seats to the Power to Win. Now, do the math. That's over $2,000 worth of value for only $697. I've never offered a better deal than this. And your life and your commitment is worth it, isn't it? So pull up your browser right now and go to www.thepowertowin.com/CD. That's www.thepowertowin, thepowertowin.com/CD. To pick your date and location and to reserve this deal of a lifetime. Or, if you prefer, contact my office toll-free at 866-MINDSET. That's 866-646-3738. And tell them you want the Power to Win CD limited time offer. Look, I'll agree that $697 is an investment. But if you consider how much money you'll make from implementing just one good idea, it's a pittance. If you consider the increase in wealth you'll enjoy from repairing and improving just one important relationship with a friend or family member, it's peanuts. If you think of the value of suddenly knowing how to find and maintain a level of peace of mind you've never before experienced, it's nothing. So, come on. Just go to your computer right now and type in www.thepowertowin.com/CD. while this amazing offer is still in effect, or call my office toll-free at 866-MINDSET. Again, that's 866-646-3738, and tell them you want the Power to Win CD limited-time offer. Prove to yourself and to the universe that you are truly committed to the life you deserve. Create your intention, take action on it, and keep your attention upon it. This is James Ray, and I look forward to meeting you in person at the Power to Win.